Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We were lower in the corn and soybean contracts to finish today. Wheat futures did rally again today for the second day in a row. Kansas City wheat up 4 to 6.5 cents. Chicago wheat up 3 to 4 cents. Both of those about 10 cents off of their highs are set earlier in the morning. So a little bit disappointing that they didn't close on the high, but also a good firm rally today to cure some of those technical oversold indicators. And then on corn and soybeans, both closed in the red. Corn did make new contract lows, while beans in November got close but did not quite make new lows. We traded as low as 361.5 in the December corn. That was down 5.5 cents, and it did close on those lows. So that was a bit disappointing for any corn bulls out there. Of course, probably next week we'll start off with the idea and mindset that since we made new lows on Friday, that we'll probably make new lows next week too. We'll have to wait and see what the weather does. Beans closed 22.5 cents lower at 10.59. A pretty wild week. We had a 60 cent range or so in November beans, and the close near the end or near the low of the week is quite bearish going into next week, just like we talked about in the corn. But it didn't make new lows, so maybe there will be some people in here defending it and buying it start next week.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Hedge funds sold a good deal of corn and beans today. They sold about 6,000 to 7,000 contracts of corn, around 10,000 soybean contracts, and that's what drove us lower here. Of course, they're in here buying wheat. They've been short the wheat futures, and so any sort of rally will be blamed on fund short covering, but that's kind of the action today. There is talk that with the quality concerns in the Eastern European wheat, that they may come to the U.S. to buy it instead of there. And so that's a good sign for our wheat exports and wheat demand. There was a private advisory service released a corn production number of 14.443 a million bushels. That's 172.3 bushels per acre. And they're saying soybeans, 45.9 bushels per acre, or 3.86 billion bushels overall. Both of those touch higher than what the USDA indicated earlier. Of course, the next round of reports from the USDA will be August 12th at 11 a.m. That'll be on a Tuesday. And then there's also some talk that this next Tuesday morning, just a few days from now, that Informa Economics will release their latest rounds of numbers. Of course, Monday afternoon we'll have another round of crop progress. It doesn't look like there's going to be much slip. If it does slip, it'll just be slight due to the fact that we've had almost perfect weather this week.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, August live cattle were down 62 cents at 157.30. August feeders were off 40 cents at 220.27. And August lean hogs were unchanged at 118.02. In the grains, Kansas City September wheat was up 7 at 632 and 3 quarters. Chicago September wheat up 4 at 534 and a quarter. Chicago September corn down 4.5 at 352 and a half. And August soybeans were down 9.5 cents at 1215 even. October cotton finished up 40 points at 62.49 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.